Afternoon, everybody. My name is Matt. I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, it's good to be up here. I see a lot of faces that I recognize. If I really blow this, I guess there's a lot of good meetings on Thursday night I can check out too instead of coming to watch YouTube. Service. I think, you know, there's a few moments in my life when I look back that, like, really left a stamp on my life. One of those moments was, like, so in going to Catholic school, we were required to get community service hours. And then eventually in the summertime, we had the option to go on a mission trip where we all stayed in a high school gymnasium, kind of sleeping in sleeping bags for a week with a bunch of other kids. You know, that week I had the opportunity in a little town in the boonies in West Virginia to go help repair a man's house who his wife had passed away. His granddaughter lived with them. His son and his wife were struggling with addiction, were kind of all over the place. So it was him and his 8-year-old daughter. And, you know, going and just doing a bunch of things that I'd never done before, had no experience in doing, repairing a roof, reshingling, but some of the smallest things sometimes we realize don't make a difference. Me and my buddies got tasked with, on the last day, we had a little extra time, and we got asked to paint this little girl's room pink and purple and kind of just go crazy and do whatever we wanted, polka dot stripes. And so, you know, we were kind of having fun with it. And to walk in and see this, for what took us 2 hours, to walk in the next day on the last day and see the look on this little girl's face, and she starts crying, and then grandpa starts crying, we're all crying there, and it was like something so minuscule as to like the paint on the wall and just painting it pink and purple. And polka dots everywhere, some stripes on the ceiling. It was just, it looked like 4 14-year-old boys did it, but she still very much appreciated it. I think, you know, looking at the program, it's the little moments like that that I look back on, like in my very short amount of time in, that, like, you know, easily recognize, at least I easily recognize the big moments, but I think I'm starting to appreciate the little things, the little chats with a sponsor, randomly being asked to step up here and talk, which I was not prepared for. You know, when my sponsor asked me to show up for my sponsee brother, and all of a sudden moving a little bit turns into 2 full days of moving, going back and forth between his place, his wife's parents' place, a storage unit, going back and forth to Brooksville. And all I can think about is myself. Surprise, I'm an alcoholic, self-centered to the core. I'm not, you know, my first thought isn't about how this guy has so much going on in his life. His grandparents are moving in to help them with kids. He is trying to stay with his job, working in a detox for real, over in real recovery in Newport Richey, because that has been what really has kept him sober. And the fact that all of these things are going on around me and all I can think about is myself, how many hours I worked that week, how tired I am, I think encapsulates like my selfishness and like how I am selfish and self-centered to the core, just thinking about me. you know, two whole days later and a few calls with my sponsor being like, I feel like such a piece of crap. I am going out to help this guy that has so much going on, and all I can do is still think about me and how I don't want to do this. I just worked three 13-hour shifts in a row. Now I'm going to drive out 35 minutes west on I-4 and then drive all the way to Clearwater and then drive up to Brooksville and then drive back to Tampa and then drive back up. I am I do know why I'm doing this, because it's the right thing, but like everything in my heart like wants to say no. I want to find any reason to get out of this. And you know, I think that was my first experience in like prayer, because I was refusing to pray 3 months in, shaking my head when I was being asked, you know, are you praying? Are you doing your five things? And yes comes naturally to me. Lying comes naturally to me. So I shake my head, I nod. But like that was the first time sitting in the back of a U-Haul, 8 p.m. on a Saturday night. I know I have to work a double the next day. I know I have my house meeting. I can't sleep in. I'm just frustrated. Partially because this guy is, and I didn't even mention this guy his wife's just having a C-section. He's, so to really paint the picture of how much of a POS I am, you know, still thinking about me, it's his wife's just had a C-section 3 days earlier. They have a 9-month-old and a crazy 10-month-old. It's like, and I am sitting in the back of this U-Haul at 8 p.m. on a Thursday night, just thinking about me and how I don't want to be there. And I think that was the first time I sent up like an honest prayer, like honest prayer. He's inside with his family and, you know, to work through the frustration. You know, my go-to has always been just work harder, just work harder. Ignore the thoughts, just work harder, you know, and keep putting one foot in front of the other. And that works to a certain extent, but my selfishness and the insanity is still there, and I'm still driving myself up a wall. But the first time I actually sat there and prayed for the strength to put somebody else before myself and keep helping somebody else, I think it was the first time I felt like I got to hit the reset button that day and like truly and like really just be there for somebody else. And, you know, of the 18 hours I was helping him, I was, you know, really had him in my thoughts for about an hour and a half, but I guess that was all I was capable of at the time. But thinking of other people first and helping other people to help other people, not to make me feel better, because I'm very good at helping somebody else selfishly, not to avoid thinking about myself. And sometimes I have to just do just that, because that's all I'm capable of right now. But it's, I think, the action that counts. And at the end of the day, my sponsor is like, you did help him, right? It's not like you just sat in the front of the U-Haul while he moved everything. You know, even though I feel like the scumbag who's just sitting there thinking about how much I don't want to be there the whole time I'm doing it, and not thinking about him. It's just, I'm slowly starting to see and feel that perspective change, and I'm just going to keep doing this, what's suggested of me, and keep trying to help the next person I can, until maybe I won't be thinking about how much I don't want to be helping that person one day. So thanks for letting me share, guys.
Our group has asked Jessica to be the main speaker tonight.